hope you'll detect in the artificial jauntiness of my voice that things are different around here on Men in Charge in Briefs. Right, Kevin?
Oh, that's right. There's a new thing. We're presenting an entirely new Men in Charge in Briefs experience now. It's the latest great white shark. It's good. We hope you enjoy it.
What Kevin's diverting attention from in his usually cryptic way is that Men in Charge now has a quality captain.
Tony doesn't like it.
I've said it before. It's a one-man show. A two-man show.
We came up with the title by adding quality, which is something we're always working towards, with one of the ranks from our show, Rocket to the Future, Part 2. And that show is available on Apple Podcasts, by the way.
What Kevin's not saying is how we ended up with a quality captain. Let me explain. About 2 months ago, listener Simone Dial Chambers, after being prompted to write into the show with a guess as to what that episode's implicit question was, wrote in. Well, Simone Dial Chambers apparently listened to the episode Free State of Selleck.
That's the one where we visit Tom Selleck's giant ranch, find out how many western states it overlaps, discover what he hoards there, and investigate why the writing on Selleck's 14-season tour de force cop vehicle, Blue Bloods, is so formulaically terrible.
It's the 14 seasons, if nothing else. So, back to the exposition. Simone, against all odds, correctly guessed the implicit question hidden in the Selleck episode. This made her eligible for a Men in Charge in Briefs valuable prize. And we didn't actually have a real prize to award her, did we, Kevin?
I forgot to go to Goodwill.
And so Simone requested that we up our game, raise it a lot. Why, Kevin?
She made her grandmother listen to the show, and Granny thought it was the farm report, whatever that is. So we ended up calling the temp agency and hired Gina Potemkin here as our newly appointed Men in Charge quality captain.
Gina, say hello to the people, and please don't say
spit spot! I think you'll find that it's I who will be setting the tone on this show. I've been hired to increase the gross units of comedy here on what will soon be the funniest show on radio, Men in Grief. By the way, I'm sorry for your loss, men.
No. Like we've said a dozen times already, it's Men in Charge in Briefs. This is not a widower's circle.
Or a drum circle either, but at least we have a quality captain now.
I sense that you don't think you need expert regulation from someone who published a book on categorizing the 2,893 types of jokes, japes, puns, quips, and knee slappers. The slogan, now no one will ever have to explain to you why it's funny anymore.
You just self-published on Amazon.
Alas, we need to go straight to the root of the matter. The show's concept is just too vague. You've got two or more primary writers, for God's sakes. No, to really do my job as quality captain, we're going to have to go right back to the drawing board on the whole idea. We can begin by stripping these postings off walls here in your planning suite.
I told you, it's just my apple cellar. That's why it smells funny.
We'll get rid of all these vision boards, concept art, dioramas, and are these ceramic figurines of cherubic German children?
Those are the last of the figurines we used to hawk on the show. We sold them by the pound for cathartic breaking purposes.
No, don't. Cathartic, huh? Well, I feel better already. Tony, clean up this slovenly mess. No more powdered coffee. I don't know what you were thinking.
Folgers is coffee crystals.
Kevin, go get all the files of the original ideas and sketches for Men in Charge and bring them back here. We'll get right to work. Plus, you won't believe how much the temp agency charges you for my overtime.
I think everything's shredded.
Then you're going to need a lot of tape. Get to it.
Listener, today's episode of Men in Charge starred Deborah Marlowe, Tony Flynn, and Kevin Decker. It was written by Kevin Decker. Special thanks to the only man whose higher science can make a thing implode even as it explodes, Brian Lindsay.